Salutations, my dear brothers and sisters and friends, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By name, I'm called Charles Obuon, the pastor of the Little Flock Church, Kampala, Uganda. I would like to appreciate one more time my dear brother Andrew Peering and his co-worker, brother Jason Sima, for granting me this opportunity to speak to you the word of God this week. And I know it is by the grace of God. So I would like also to give appreciation to all the servants of the Lord who have been endeavoring to feed the people of God with the word of God in the daily devotion. Without wasting much of your time, shall we pray? Precious, loving Heavenly Father, I deem this a great opportunity that you have given me through, Lord, your servants to speak to your children by the avenue of the daily devotion platform. And Lord, I invite your spirit to inspire me and bring forth the word of God as spiritual meat in due season that will edify the body of Christ for the honor and the glory of your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you. So we are going to turn straight to the scriptures. And shall we begin with Ephesians chapter 1? Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15 to 23. I read, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe, according to the works of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all." And let's also read Luke chapter 24, from verse 25 to 32. It's a bit of a long reading, but let us read it. Luke chapter 24, verse 25 to 32. "Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered the things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Then let's tie it with perhaps one of the scriptures that is very familiar to many Bible readers and preachers as well. And that is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, 8. "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." Amen. Now, our subject that God, by his grace, as the Holy Spirit has put in my heart to share with you this week, Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Did you get it? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I want to give a little background as to how I came to take this text today. It was, I think, on Saturday this week, which has just ended. I was preaching in a marriage function somewhere in our city in Kampala. And as we normally do, we give a chance for a minister to speak to a mixed audience and perhaps may be able to reach, you know, to a sinner somewhere who has not come across these wonderful truths that we're enjoying. Now, as I was preaching, you know, speaking about daily issues of life, but I noticed that it was hard stuff for some of my mixed audience, you know. And, well, at the end of it all, when I went back home, the Holy Spirit just came and comforted me. Something spoke to me and said, I won't show you a scripture that can or will turn everybody round. I want to show you a scripture that can turn or will turn everybody round. And you know what it was? Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. And you know, it's a familiar, I would say, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And I also see for many other preachers. But I tell you, my brother, my sister, with that inspiration, it gave me a different view about this scripture. Or, as I've just said, a different perspective about Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is upon that that I trust that the Holy Spirit will take us through this week. So you be praying with me. Pray for one another as we go along. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you. We may today just lay a foundation. Then we shall build on it by the grace of God. Amen. Now, as we shall be looking at Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, we shall be considering different aspects. You get it? Different aspects shall be considered. And the aim is just to encourage the body of Christ, to encourage you, my brother and my sister, as a believer, in this Christian journey as you are walking with the Lord on daily basis. Amen. Now, already I have at least three aspects in my heart. One of them is a conqueror. And we shall look at the best conquering. You see, a conqueror and the best conquering. And then another aspect we shall consider is forgiveness. The power of God of forgiveness. Then the power of Pentecost. You see, we shall look at the power of Pentecost. Only this time we are going to see that God's promise that it will be much bigger. As we are looking at Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, we look at him as a conqueror and the best conquering that any man has ever done. And his power of forgiveness. And then the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon his children, the believers. And the expected mighty revival that has to precede the rapture. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus, the bride of Christ expects a great outpouring of the power of the Holy Ghost as it was on the day of Pentecost. Because it has to exemplify that aspect that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's look at now, as I'm just give a background, by considering the scriptures which we have just read. Ephesians chapter 1, we are laying a background. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. It tells us, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, watch from this point now, is we are going to consider wonderful aspects about what the Holy Spirit inspired Apostle Paul to write, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because we are going to see that Jesus Christ has to be the same in principle, in action, in his word, in his character, in his promises, in his power, and much every way as it was yesterday, so is it today and will be forever. You get it? Now watch. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, it says that, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I want you to consider that. In verse 20 says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So we are going to consider the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And we are going to exemplify that the Christ we are preaching is not only died, but he raised from the dead, and he lives today, and he proves it, you see, by infallible proofs that he is risen. You get it? He proves it. And also it can be proven. He proved this resurrection by many infallible proofs. That's Acts chapter 1. We shall look at that in detail tomorrow. But also it can be proven. Listen, his resurrection can be proven. And also you as a believer, you need to get a key of how you can prove that he is risen. Listen, how do you prove that he is resurrected in your life? How do you prove it? And how can others, you see, prove through you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. How can you prove it? Because it has got to be proven that God has raised him from the dead. And since he's raised him from the dead, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, let us see it. Let us experience it. Let us see the evidence that he is risen in your life. And let others also see the same the evidence. And let the unbelievers, let your friends tell that surely this Jesus is risen, because it can be proven. Amen. And the Bible says, when he raised him from the dead. Now, let's leave it at that. And then set him at his own right hand. In the heavenly places, watch here, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. You see, so we shall consider the aspect of a conqueror. And the best conquering. Yes. Because here we shall consider the fact that history and the Bible shows there are many others who have tried to conquer the world. But when it came to the time of death, they all failed. But our precious Lord Jesus, not only he conquered the best conquering. You get it? He conquered the best conquering. And what is that? He conquered death. Yes, he's the only one, yes, of all the heroes in the world and so forth, who tried to come to be mighty conquerors. You can read that in history and in the Bible. Yes, but only the Lord Jesus is the one who conquered the best conquering. He conquered death. Yes, and we shall then see if he conquered death, what then is our portion in that conquering, you as a believer, me as a believer, all of us as Christians, what is the portion of the church? Because the scripture underlines that in Ephesians 1:21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only this world, but also that which is to come. Hallelujah. So, in closing for now, what have we just said? We have said that we are considering this week our subject, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we shall look at different aspects as the Holy Ghost will lead us. God willing, tomorrow we shall look at him as a conqueror and a base conquering. I wish you the blessings of the Lord for today as you meditate upon the little that we have shared today to lay a foundation on our topic, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we have laid a foundation on our topic, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is my humble prayer that it will inspire your children and encourage them to let them know and make that scripture so much alive, so much inspiring in their lives that it will bring a profound transformation in their daily walk with you. And I trust that, Lord, it will be something that can make them the happiest people on earth today. Grant it to their Savior in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you.